Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom and this is part one of the gastroenterology short answer questions. If you like these questions, you can find these plus many more multiple choice questions, extended matching questions, digital flashcards and other resources at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into these gastroenterology questions. Question one. What are the four most common causes of liver cirrhosis? Alcohol-related liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, hepatitis B and hepatitis C. Question 2. What are the top autoimmune causes of liver cirrhosis? Autoimmune hepatitis, primary biliary cholangitis, and primary sclerosing cholangitis. Question 3. What are the top genetic diseases that cause liver cirrhosis? Hemochromatosis, Wilson's disease, and alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Question 4. What term describes severe wasting of the body and the muscles as a result of chronic diseases such as cancer or liver cirrhosis? Cachexia. Question 5. What biochemical abnormality does jaundice represent? A raised bilirubin. Question 6. What term describes telangiectasia with a central arteriole with small vessels radiating away found on the skin of patients with liver cirrhosis? Spider nevi. Question 7. What term describes distended paraumbilical veins seen on inspection in patients with portal hypertension? Caput medusae. Question 8. What common and harmless genetic condition is associated with episodes of jaundice? Gilbert syndrome. Question 9. What condition causes a drop in hemoglobin and a rise in bilirubin? Hemolytic anemia. Why does bilirubin rise in this situation? Bilirubin is released when red blood cells rupture. Question 10. What enzymes produced in the liver will give the greatest rise in hepatocellular injury and hepatitis? Alanine aminotransferase, or ALT, and aspartate aminotransferase, or AST. Question 11. What enzyme produced in the liver and the biliary system will give the greatest rise in obstructive pathology of the biliary system? Alkaline phosphatase, or ALP. Where else is this enzyme produced? In the bone and in the placenta in pregnancy. Question 12. What investigation is used to assess the stiffness of the liver using high-frequency sound waves to determine the degree of fibrosis and cirrhosis? Transient elastography, also known as a fibroscan. Question 13. What scoring system is used to assess the severity of liver cirrhosis and the prognosis? The Child-Pugh score. Question 14. What scoring system gives an estimated 3-month mortality as a percentage for patients with liver cirrhosis? The MELD, or model for end-stage liver disease score. Question 15. What regular monitoring for complications is carried out in patients with liver cirrhosis? The MELD score every 6 months, ultrasound and alpha fetoprotein every 6 months for hepatocellular carcinoma, and endoscopy every 3 years for esophageal varices. Question 16. What features indicate decompensated liver disease as opposed to compensated liver disease? You can use the AHOY mnemonic, A for ascites, H for hepatic encephalopathy, O for esophageal varices bleeding, and Y for yellow skin or jaundice. Question 17. What general dietary recommendations are given to patients with liver cirrhosis? Eat regular meals, have a high protein and calorie intake, and a low sodium intake. Question 18. What large vessels drain into the portal vein before it enters the liver? The superior mesenteric vein and the splenic vein. Question 19. What are the options for prophylaxis of bleeding in stable esophageal varices? Non-selective beta blockers, for example propranolol, and variceal band ligation. Question 20. What treatment causes vasoconstriction and slows bleeding in patients with bleeding esophageal varices? Vasopressin analogs, for example, terlipressin. What other medical treatment is routinely given with bleeding esophageal varices and why? Prophylactic broad-spectrum antibiotics, as they have been shown to reduce mortality. Question 21. What interventional radiology procedure may be used as secondary prevention of bleeding esophageal varices? Transjugular intrahepatic portosystemic shunt, or TIPS. What is the other major indication for this procedure? Refractory ascites. Question 22. What medication is used to treat ascites? Spironolactone. What class of drug does this belong to? Aldosterone antagonists. Question 23. What organisms most commonly cause spontaneous bacterial peritonitis? Escherichia coli or E. coli and Klebsiella pneumoniae. Question 24. When would a patient with ascites be given prophylactic antibiotics against spontaneous bacterial peritonitis? When there is less than 15 grams per litre of protein in the ascitic fluid. Question 25. What medications are used to manage hepatic encephalopathy? Lactulose, aiming for 2 to 3 soft stools per day, and antibiotics, usually rifaximin. Question 26. What are the three stages of progression in alcohol-related liver disease? Alcoholic fatty liver, alcoholic hepatitis, then cirrhosis. Question 27. What is the recommended upper limit for alcohol consumption per week as per the Department of Health in the UK? 14 units. Question 28. What liver enzyme is particularly elevated in patients with alcohol-related liver disease compared with other causes of liver disease? Gamma-glutamyl transferase, or gamma-GT. Question 29. What effect does alcohol have on the mean corpuscular volume, or MCV? It causes a raised mean corpuscular volume, or MCV. Question 30. What questionnaire developed by the World Health Organization is used to screen for harmful alcohol use? The Alcohol Use Disorders Identification Test, or AUDIT, questionnaire. Question 31. What time period after stopping drinking does delirium tremens start? ¼ to 72 hours after stopping drinking. Question 32. Which two types of receptor does alcohol act on in the brain, and what effect does it have on those receptors? It stimulates GABA receptors and inhibits glutamate receptors, which are also known as NMDA receptors. Question 33. What tool is used in alcohol withdrawal to score a patient on their symptoms and guide treatment? The CIWA-AR, or Clinical Institute Withdrawal Assessment for Alcohol Revised tool. Question 34. What is the usual medical treatment for managing the effects of alcohol withdrawal? Chlordiazepoxide. Question 35. What vitamin is particularly deficient in patients with alcohol dependence? Thiamine. What neurological conditions result from deficiency in thiamine? Wernicke's encephalopathy and Korsakoff syndrome. Question 36. What marker on a blood test is often the first indication of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? A raised alanine aminotransferase, or ALT. Question 37. What non-invasive investigation is used to confirm the diagnosis of hepatic steatosis, or fatty liver? A liver ultrasound. Question 38. What blood test is the first-line investigation for assessing fibrosis in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? The Enhanced Liver Fibrosis, or ELF, blood test. Question 39. What scoring systems are available to estimate the degree of liver fibrosis in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? The NAFLD fibrosis score, or NFS, and the fibrosis 4 or Fib4 score. Question 40. How is hepatitis A transmitted? Via the fecal-oral route. Question 41. Which types of viral hepatitis have a vaccine? Hepatitis A and hepatitis B. Question 42. Which type of viral hepatitis is a DNA virus as opposed to the other types, which are RNA viruses? Hepatitis B is a DNA virus. Question 43. Which type of viral hepatitis can be cured with direct-acting antivirals? Hepatitis C. Question 44. Which type of viral hepatitis is only found in patients that also have hepatitis B? Hepatitis D. Question 45. Which hepatitis B marker is used to screen for active infection? The surface antigen, or hepatitis B surface antigen. Question 46. Which hepatitis B marker indicates previous vaccination or previous infection? The surface antibody, or hepatitis B surface antibody. Question 47. Which hepatitis B marker indicates active viral replication and high infectivity? The E antigen, or hepatitis B E antigen. Question 48. What proportion of newly infected patients with hepatitis C will develop chronic hepatitis C? Three out of four, or 75%. So thanks for listening to this first part in the gastroenterology short answer question series. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I recommend heading over to members.zerotofinals.com, where you can join the members site and get access to short answer questions, multiple choice questions, extended matching questions, flashcards, my course on how to learn medicine, and other resources. And I hope to see you in the next episode, which will be part two of this gastroenterology short answer questions series.